The Meridian, a quarterly on land, capital, and design. Autumn, 2030. Profile, the man who built both worlds, Bonner's Ferry, Idaho. The last mile into Boulder Creek is gravel, and Roger Clark takes it slow, one hand on the wheel of a green Rivian, a dog asleep in the back seat. It's 6 in the morning. Fog is sitting in the low field where the creek bends. He points at it without slowing down. "That's the best room on the property," he says. Clark is 33. He owns this campus. 300 acres now, grown from the original 120, with 30 structures on it and 9 that matter. A restored schoolhouse, the guest lodges, an apiary, a bathhouse cut into the hill. He owns the software that runs it and a share of the systems running a dozen places like it. Last year, Boulder Creek turned away more guests than it hosted. He did not come from money. He came from Anthony, Kansas, a town of about 2,000 people, from a wheat farm and a graduating class of 54. He trained as an architect at Kansas State, won competitions, studied in Italy, and spent 4.5 years at a high-end residential firm in Montana. In September of 2024, licensed and rising, he quit. "I looked around at the people 10 and 20 years ahead of me," he says, "and I didn't want a single one of their lives. That's not a complaint about them. It was just information about where I wanted to be." What he did next took 6 years to look obvious. He and his wife, Hattie, built a small automation company, learned to sell, learned to systematize, and used it as a keel. By 2026, they were designing the operating system for a $35 million regenerative campus in northern Idaho. By 2028, they owned part of it. Years before any of that, Clark had written a number in a notebook, $3,333,000, by the age of 33. He crossed it at 31, 2 years early, and told almost no one. He still has the notebook. "I love reading that page," he says. "Not for the number, for the feeling that it was already done the day I wrote it." The unusual thing about Clark is the pair of skills he refused to choose between. On one side, he is fluent in machines. He builds with artificial intelligence the way an earlier generation of architects built with drafting tools, private models trained on his own thinking, agents that run the books, the bookings, the follow-up, the research. He has been early to this since 2023 and has never stopped being early. On the other side, he can put his hands on the world. He knows the soil on his own property. He built the bathhouse benches himself. He keeps a shop large enough to fabricate, and he's in it most afternoons, prototyping the small structures he's become known for: meditation pods, sauna rooms, chapels the size of a truck bed, set into landscapes to change what happens to a person standing inside them. Pinned over the workbench is a list in his handwriting. "Sound is sacred. Place is sacred. Practice is sacred. Presence is sacred." He doesn't explain it, and nobody asks him to. "Everyone picked a side," he says. "Digital or real, I never understood the trade. The systems were never the point. Knowing them is how you make the most of being human. They hand your time back to the land, to people, to the important stuff." The house sits above the creek. There's a lap pool he swims most mornings, a garden that feeds the table, chickens, a fire ring, a sauna for the winter. Water is audible from the porch, a requirement he wrote down back when he had none of this. By 7, the kids are outside doing chores that keep turning into games. They call him Dad. In the evening, there is music, piano mostly, and he's better than he lets on. The house rule is one new thing learned a day, and it applies to the adults, too. Everything I've built is a container, he says. I want them to grow up inside something beautiful, and to know it was made on purpose. Hattie puts the change simply. He was the guy who tried to do everything, she says. Now everything he does is attached to something bigger than him. You can feel the difference in the house. He'll tell you what he still fights, the old pull to do everything, the pedestal of expectation he used to measure himself against. He runs a loop for it now. Learn, do, filter, organize. And he comes back always to what he knows. The Kansas thread never got cut. The Clock Conservation Foundation holds the original family ground in trust, funds watershed restoration, and runs a program teaching small farms regenerative practice that actually pays. His brothers run it with him. Their father, 40 years a banker and a farmer, came out of retirement to keep the books. It is less a non-profit than a family practice. The shared thing, Clark says, that finally gave the whole family one table to build at.